Okay, 54. Well, the master turned toward me, shaking his smelly face. I have an idea, a stupid idea, but better than no idea at all. I put my back to a big pine tree and waved my red jacket in front of the bowman. Thinking I jumped out of the way at the last moment. But it didn't happen like that. The bowman charged too fast, his arm out to grab me whichever way I tried to dodge. I slowed down, my leg tensed. I couldn't jump sideways, so I leapt straight up, kicking off of the creature's head, using it as springboard, turning in midair and landing on his leg. How did I do that? I didn't have time to figure it out. A millisecond later, the monster had slammed into the tree and the impact nearly knocked my teeth out. The bowman struggled around, tried to shake me. I locked my arm around his horn to keep from beginning from thunder. A lightning was still going strong. The rain was in my eyes. The smell of rotten meat burned my nostril. The monster shook himself around the bug like a rodeo ball. She should have just backed up into a tree and smashed me flat. But I was starting to realize that the scene had only one gear forward. Meanwhile, Groover started growing in the grass. I wanted to yell at him to shut up, but the way I was getting tossed around, if I open my mouth, I'll beat my own tongue off. Third, Grandma, the bowman well toward him, pulled the ground against, and got ready to charge. I thought about how he had squeezed the life out of my mother, make her disappear in a flash, like, and rage fill me like high. Up 10-4. I get both hands around one horn and pull backward with all my might. The monster then gave a surprise grin, then snapped. The bowman screamed and flew me through the air. I land flat on my back in the grass, my head smacked against a rock. And when I set up my vision, but blurry, but I have a horn in my hand, red bone weapon the size of a knife. The monster charged without thinking. I rolled to one side and came up nearly as the monster bird passed. I dropped the broken horn straight into his side, right out under his furry red cap. The bowman rolled in anger. He fell, crying at his chest, then began to disintegrate, not like my mother, in a flash of golden light, but scrum, crumble, sand, blowing away in chunk by the wind, the same way Mrs. Stark had burst apart. The monster was gone, the rain had stopped, the stone still rumbled. But only in the dense distance, I smelled like livestock and my knee was shaking. My head felt like it was splitting over. I was weak and scared and trembled with grief. I had just seen my mother vanish. I wanted to lie down and cry, but there was Gilbert needing my help, so I managed to hold him up and stagger down into the valley toward the light of the farmhouse. I was crying, calling my mother, but I held on to Groover. I wasn't going to let him go. The next thing I remember is collapsing on the weather porch, looking up at the surly fan circling above me, moths flying around, a yellow light, and a stern face of a familiarly looking beard man and a pretty girl. Blonde hair curled like a princess. They both looked down at me. And the girl said, he's the one. He must be. Silence. And the man said, he's still conscious. Bring him inside.